Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, November 2nd, 2006. The Israeli army kills 5 residents in northern Gaza areas, raising the death toll since yesterday to 12. In the meantime, Israeli forces continue to attack West Bank cities and take prisoners. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources in Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip reported one resident died after he was shot by an Israeli sniper in the town. The death toll rises to 12 since the military operation started on Wednesday. Dozens of residents have been injured, some seriously. The resident was identified as Bassem Abu Jamal, 20. The sniper shot him in the head, causing instant death, medical sources reported. On Wednesday, Israel launched its, quote, Operation Autumn Clouds in the Gaza Strip after the Israeli cabinet decided to expand the military offensive in the Gaza Strip. At least 80 residents, including 7 members of the same family, were injured since Wednesday, some seriously. Earlier on Thursday morning, 4 Palestinian residents were killed in Beit Hanun by the Israeli forces. The sources identified the 4 as Aysam Abu Oda, 29, Diab al-Basuni, 65, and Yusuf Akel, 23. Both Ouda and Basuni were killed by a sniper shot in the head. Meanwhile, Mohammed Khalil Fayyad, 75, a local engineer, was killed on Wednesday after midnight. Eyewitnesses reported that Fayyad was shot by undercover forces while he was in his house. Palestinian sources in a Gaza hospital reported that 80 residents have been injured, 15 of them seriously. Ambulance staff in Beit Hanun reported that Randa Abu Oda, 16, a resident of Beit Hanun, was unable to get medical care due to the military operation in the town. Abu Oda suffers from kidney failure and needs dialysis on a daily basis. However, the army opened fire at the ambulance who arrived to evacuate her to the hospital, ambulance teams added. Israeli military spokesperson said the army will continue its military offensive against Beit Hanun, while Palestinian resistance groups said they will continue to fire the Homin Qassam shells at Sderot and ask the residents of the Sderot to evacuate their houses to avoid being harmed by the Qassams. In a separate incident, one resident of El Shujiya neighborhood east of Gaza City was shot by several rounds of live ammunition when soldiers based at the eastern borders of the Gaza Strip opened fire at several houses in the area. Ambulances have been unable to reach the area to evacuate the resident, identified as Nadi Salim Obeid. Israeli forces invaded the West Bank city of Nablus and Balata refugee camp on Thursday morning and took prisoner 3 residents. Palestinian security sources in Nablus reported that troops and army vehicles stormed Nablus and Balata refugee camp and searched and ransacked scores of houses before taking Alaa Abu Musallam, 25, Mohammed Khalil, 22, and Maher al-Badawi, 40, to unknown locations. Moreover, the Israeli army invaded the village of Nabta, east of the city of Tukaram, north of the West Bank, and took prisoner 1 resident on Thursday at dawn. Troops entered the village, searched several houses, including the house of Nufal family, and took their son Mohannad, 26, to an unknown location. The army gave the family no reason for taking their son, they reported. In a related incident, more than 13 Israeli army vehicles invaded the city of Tukaram, attacked a number of houses, searched and ransacked them, then left, taking no prisoners, local sources reported. Elsewhere, Israeli forces took prisoner 1 resident from the city of Tubas in the northern part of the West Bank on Thursday at noon. Troops stormed the city, surrounded the house of Izzat Abu Mihassan, and searched and ransacked it before taking him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. The Israeli soldiers stationed at Taisir military checkpoint near the West Bank city of Tubas took 1 resident prisoner on Thursday morning. Eyewitnesses said the man was stopped at the checkpoint where soldiers checked his ID, then handcuffed and blindfolded him and took him to an unknown location. His name remains unknown. Also on Thursday, south of Tubas, the Israeli army took prisoner 1 resident during an invasion to El Farah village and refugee camp. Mohammed Daragma was taken prisoner when 7 Israeli army jeeps invaded El Farah refugee camp and searched his house. Another force invaded the village of El Faraa near the refugee camp and searched a number of houses. Troops left the village and took Daragma to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. An Israeli army force invaded the village of Rahma, south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, on Thursday at dawn and took two prisoners. Soldiers and jeeps deployed around the village and troops searched and ransacked scores of houses in the village before taking Ayman Ali, 31, and Isam Eshar, 32, to an unknown location, local sources reported. Israeli troops invaded Kufr Saba neighborhood in the West Bank city of Qalqilya on Thursday at dawn and took prisoner one resident. Mohammed Jaber, 24, was taken to an unknown location when troops stormed his home and those neighboring it. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.